Okay, today is Daf Zayin of Maseches Me'ila. We're in Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, where it says Itmar. Itmar. So, one minute of review. Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah that if you have, let's read the first four lines of the Mishnah again. Basar Kachay Kachim. If you have Basar of Kachay Kachim, Sheyata Lefnei Zrikas Damim, that you took it out, you took out the meat outside, you were over the Avera of Yote, before you did the Zrikas Adam, so Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mol and Bo, the Inchayav and other Pivalos Atame. Rabbi Eliezer said, that meat is still subject to Me'ilah. Why? Because it never became Hashem, because the Zrika that was done later can't help something that's Yote. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, ain ma'ol in bo. It's not over Me'ilah. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva holds that the Zrika will help even for Basar taken outside. Itmar, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zrika Mo'elas Liyote. When did Rabbi Akiva say that the Zrika will save the meat outside, and therefore there will be no Me'ilah? That's only Shiyatza Miksasa. That's only if some of the meat was outside and some remained where it's supposed to be. Abel Yote Kulo. But if all the meat went out, there's no meat at all here, it's all over there, it's all down the block, then Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would not say his thing. Okay? Rabbi Akiva would not say his thing. Good? Very easy. So far, so good. Amalei Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi says to Rabbi Yochanan, this is the whole daf, it's the statement of Rav Asi. Rav Asi says to Rabbi Yochanan, Kfar Limduni Chaveirai Shebegola, my friend in Bavel already said that Mechashvin Al Ha'avod V'Al Ha'Sara. We think about Avod and Sara, lost and birth. What on earth does that mean? So says Rashi, Im Nisrifu Ha'emurin, let's say that the Emurin got burnt, right? Now, somehow they got burnt, or they got lost. The Chishev Bizrika, and during the Zrika, the Kohen had a Pigal Machshava, Al Manas Lahaktiran, he thought to burn them, do the Haktara, Chutz Luzmanam, have a Pigal. Chutz Luzman, that's Pigal. Now, the meat's not even here. Where is it? It's burnt, it's destroyed, it's lost. In order to over Pigal, you have to actually eat the meat. Yes. Yes. In order to over Pigal, you have to have a raw machshava and then go ahead and eat it. Because of the carbon fit it, and you have to actually eat something. Yeah, you said that in the book. You can't just have a machshava alone. You have to actually go ahead and eat it. Probably here, there's no meat. It's all destroyed. It's gone. It's burned. It's lost. Right? And you have a pickle machshava. And then the Rashi says, Sha'ochel min ha'basar, you ate the meat somehow. Oh, she'im nimtu, if you found it. Ha'ochlin, and you eat it, chayef kari. For what? For violating pickle. So, Rav Asi made a statement. And Rav Asi said, if all the meat was taken outside,
that was the first statement. Rav Asi made a statement like this. We learned that you can be over Pigal, even if the meat's no longer in existence. How's that possible? And somehow it turned up later. What? No, you have to actually eat it. Okay? So again, Rav Asi made a statement, you can be over Pigal, even if you think the meat's not even around. It's not even here. Where is it? It got burnt, it got lost, someone took it, stole it. Now, you have a pickle machshava, and then it turns off somehow, and then you eat it. It was high as curries. V'ha'avod v'sarav lo isinun ba'olam. If it's avod or sarav, in your mind, it's not in the world. It's not here. Where is it? It's lost. V'afilu hachi, nevertheless, Katani, we learned in that Braisa, Mechashvin,
it's possible to be over pigle even if it's not here. Right? Okay? What do you see from here? Even, you said, Rabbi Yochanan, that if you take all the meat out, Rabbi Akiva would not say his din, and if all the meat was gone, Rabbi Akiva would hold. That now the Zrika will not save the meat from Mi'ila. Why not? Right? Not only that, I'm sorry. Right, even if all the meat was taken out, the Zrika still works. Rabbi Yochanan said that when Rabbi Akiva said Zrika Moelis Liote, that shuts a miksata. Aval Yatza Kula, lo amar Rabbi Akiva. All that was taken out, Rabbi Akiva would not say that the Zrika helps, right? Because there's no buser here at all. Where's the buser? No buser. It's all down the block. I just showed you a brisa that says that if the meat's not here, the Zrika also still works. Okay? So, amar, fine. The Katani Makashvin. But the kasha of Yochanan says that Zrika will not work if there's no meat. You see, it's not true. Well, me, Amar of Asi Hachi. Did Rav Asi even say that? Could Rav Asi even have said such a statement? V'haboy minei Rav Asi mer Rav Yochanan. But Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan the following question. Chishev l'nishpachin l'machar mahu. What if someone had a pigle machshava by the pouring? What does that mean? The Rashi is going to have two pshat in what that means. Look at Rashi of Boimene Rabbi Asi Rabbi Yochanan Chishev l'nishpachin l'machar mahu. Nishpachin, what does it mean, nishpachin, the pouring? Hainu, that means shiari hadam, the leftover dam. What do you do with the leftover dam of a carbon? What? You pour it down the Yisodah Mitzvah. It's called the pouring. Now, shayashofeich l'Yisodah Mitzvah. You pour it down the Yisodah of the Mitzvah. V'kami boyele. His question was, Chishev b'shas shvichas hashirayim, while you're pouring this shirayim, you have a machshava al manas lechol kezayis chutz l'zmano. I'm going to eat a kezayis chutz l'zmano. You have a pickle machshava while you're pouring. Question is this even an avoda? An avoda. Dahainu l'machar. I mean, in other words, tomorrow. Mahu. What's the din? Mi chashiva hay machshava din shvachah lepegel kama machshava din zrika atma olo. Exactly. Which is why the second shot Rashi likes better. Od Amar, or Inyan Acher, or whatever. Amra, this is the pshat. Amra Hamor, my Rebbe told me, Chishev l'nishpachin l'machar. That means, B'shas hazrika. While I'm doing the zrika, Chishev, I'm dreaming, Lishbach Hashayim l'machar l'yitav. While I'm doing the zrika, I'm going to do the pouring of the shirayim in 3 days from now. That's the pickle.
Right? Chashiva ha machshava din ashpachin ilu chishev bezrika atma, shechishev lithrok mitzatzo lamachar, chutzuz mano, the mafabel le'olo.
That's the machshava pickle. While I'm doing the zrika, I'm dreaming of doing the shvicha at the wrong time. So I'm still doing the zrika, will this pickle machshava work? Will it work? Will it ruin? Right? This is the kasha that Rav Asi, the same Rav Asi, asked Rav Yochanan.
Right? Amalei Rav Zera. And so Rav Zera piped up. Rav Zera was sitting there, he piped up. And he said, Karshanis Lanu.
We learned this already. Now, we didn't learn that at all. We learned something a little like that. Alol. How do they translate the word alol?
It doesn't.
Alol. It's some part of the animal. It's some part of the animal that's not edible. You under the neck, right? It's apparently not edible. It's not edible, and there's no tumah. There's no tumah available on this piece because it's not edible. Fine.
Olol, alma, high olol. This olol, this one. Kivon the lespe mashasha. Since it doesn't really have any mamashas,
it's not edible.
Or it doesn't really have whatever. Well, kibol tumah.
It's not makabel tumah. What does that do? What we're talking about,
right? Hani nishpachinami.
So pouring the blood down the toes, where did that blood go? Where did it go? What? Where did it go? eventually, that ends up, if it goes to the netherworld, we don't know where it goes. It's gone, right? First, the point is it's gone. The point that it has no mushroom. It's gone.
So, Hanin Ishbachanami, given to the Ibud Azli, it goes to be lost. Right? But, Bahu Machshava Lo Mahanya.
How can a Machshava work on that? How can a Machshava work on that? How can a Pigle Machshava, whichever one of Rashi's two stuff you learn, how could that work for something that doesn't even exist in the world? I'm going to do Zvika now, dreaming about doing the Shvika at the world, but the Shvika is garbage. It goes down, it doesn't exist.
Right. Right. So that is true, but he doesn't say that.
He says, just like the Olol is nothing, so too this is nothing. So how could Rav Asi ask Akasha?
Right?
How could Rav Asi ask Akasha that if all the meat was taken down the block, the Zvika should still work? Right? Meat that's taken down the block is omed to be burned.
Right? And if it's omed to be burned, it goes to garbage. And anything that goes to garbage, how could the Zvika possibly work?
How could Rav Asi ask Akasha?
Ella rather,
to make this make sense, but that wasn't his question.
His question was, Diktoni al ha'ibud ve'al ha'saruf kasha. His kasha was on ibud and on saruf. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. The first wide line. See the Rashi, the first wide line? The kivon, the b'shas, zrika, at the time of the zrika, kachashiv, you had machshavas, akati havi kamon.
No, the meat was here. Even though it eventually will get lost or will get burned. See, we thought the case was, that it was already burned. No, the meat's right here. But it will get burned.
So now, Mahanya b'hu machshava? Will the machshava work? Avol hacha, but over here, habasar yatza kula lefnei zrika.
The meat was taken out before the zrika.
Kiman delesa dami b'shat zrika.
So at the moment of Zrika, there is no dam.
In Zrika bo'el tzlabat, l'hotzi midei me'ila.
The basar, it cannot work. Why can it not work? Because it can't work, because I took the basar got ruined before the Zrika. In the case of the burnt and the lost, the basar was here.
The question is, v'adaka amar omed li'ibud li'sarav, lo amar shadinan hu li'ibud li'sarav.
The case wasn't the meat was already lost.
Ella, rather, shenevdu. It will get lost. Hashta, o nisrifu. Afag after have come on b'shatzrika, hochiku sofer al tilasim, she'omdu li'ibud li'sarav.
In other words, you're standing here, and you have a pigle machshava. And by the way, your pigle machshava was that I'm going to eat this meat a week from now. 3 hours from now, it got burnt. Now the question is, lima freya, did I have a pigle machshava? Right? Because it turns out that the meat's not here. So lima freya, that was his question. That's very different than our case. In our case, somebody took all the meat and went down the block with it to sell it in the black market before the Zrika. If that happened, the Zrika is worthless. Right? Why is the Zrika worthless? Because all the meat is down the block. All the meat's down the block. There's nothing for the Zrika to do. Because the meat's not here. The meat has to be burned. That, for sure, Rabbi Akiva would hold, the Zrika doesn't work. You had a kasha in that brisa. That brisa was a whole separate kasha. That brisa was about, can pigle be retroactively saved if you destroy the meat later? It's a separate kasha. Understand?
Amar Rava, Ema, right? So, Ema, Al Ha'omed, I'm sorry, El Dittani, Al Ha'omed, Ba'ovet, Zarif Kasha.
We had a kasha. Rava's answer what I just said. We had a kasha. What about, right? So, Amar Rava.
No, Ema ala omed li'ibud v'ala omed li'sarav.
It meant it was omed. It's going to happen, but it didn't happen yet. Okay. Amar of Papa, Amar of Papa says, Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zrika mo elos liyote. Rabbi Akiva never said his din, that Zrika will help to save meat. Right now we said only partial meat. To save meat that was taken out, only eliyote basar, only basar. Avol yot, avol dam, ein Zrika mo elos liyote. If someone took the dam out, that obviously part of the dam, then the Zrika will not work. Ein Zrika mo elos liyote. Meaning, the Zrika will not help to save the meat from Me'ila. Why? Because the Zrika itself was puzzled. And a puzzled Zrika can't save Me'ila. You would have just said, a puzzled Zrika can't save Me'ila. In other words, you have to have all the blood has to be here. You can't take some of it down the block. Once you take some of it down the block, maybe he's arguing. I know, it's so complicated here. Natanya nami hachi, shachat b'shtika. You did shtita dam, quietly, no problems. V'yatza dam, then somebody took the blood outside, for some reason. Afal pi shechazar v'zarko, even though you bring the blood back, and you do a proper zrika, l'vasa v'lo klom. That's nothing. Why is that nothing? Because, and therefore, Kache kachim, Moal and Bo. Kache kachim, you will be over Me'ila. Why will you be over Me'ila? Because it never left Hashem's domain. Because the Zrika was worthless. And Kache kalim, ain't Moal and Bo. And Kache kalim, you will not be over Me'ila. Because it never went into Hashem's domain. Right? It still belongs to you. Good? Okay. Now, yesterday, Rabbi Akiva said, Amar Rabbi Akiva, hello Lama Zedoma. Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, I'll prove to you I'm right, that if the meat was taken out, part of the meat was taken out, the Zrika will still work to save the Me'ila. In other words, once you do Zrika, even the meat outside down the block, you cannot be over Me'ila on that. Rabbi Akiva said, I'll prove you I'm right. What was the proof? Let's say you have two animals. Let's say you have a kerbachazim. And you lost it. You go went ahead and get another one. Then you found the first one. And they're both over here. Isn't it true that shechting one will make the other one not Me'ila? Isn't that true? So too, if animal A can save animal B, right? If animal A can save animal B, right? How does animal A save animal B? He made a leap and said that. How does animal A save animal B? What is animal B? What happens to animal B? Exactly. Or it has to die. Right? But that's what Rabbi Akiva said. That's the whole issue now. Rabbi Akiva said if animal A can save animal B, certainly can't animal A save animal A. Can't it save itself? The fact that it took the meat down the block, big deal. That was his rival. So, now we're going to talk about that. Amar Rekiva Hazel Madoma. Amar Belazar. Ki Amar Rekiva Basachas. Rekiva was only talking about where you shech both animals simultaneously. Therefore, they're both dead at the same moment. Now you're only going to do Kabbalah Hadam and Zrika Sadam with one of the two animals. That's okay. Avo Bazach Hazel Lo Amar Rekiva. But if you shech one now and then you shech one an hour later, you never say something. Right? Why? Why would he never say such a thing? Because the minute you shech one, what happens to the second one? The second one becomes what's called a moser chata. A moser chata is not, I don't know what you do with it, but it's puzzle. It can't be shechted. You only get one chata per of it. It can't be shechted. Maybe you wait for it to get a mum, maybe you lock it in the room, whatever you do with it. What should we keep talking about? It must be, he's talking about, he shechted them both at the same time. Okay? Tanya, Amr Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says like this: Kishalachti leKfar Pani. When I went to Kfar Pani, Matzasi Zaken Echad. I found this old man, the Amali, and he told me, Omer Hari Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Zrika Moelas Liote. I'm sorry, Omer Hari Akiva, Zrika Moelas Liote. Imagine you come to a town and you hear that your big you hear the big Rabbi Akiva listening to the town. This is the question he answers. Did he really say that Tariq is Mo'elas Biyote? Did he really say that? Right? That's the, I must know the answer to that. So Amarti Lo, hey, he did say it. And when I went over this with my chevra in the Galil, Amruli, how can you say that? How can you say that to me? Halo puzzle who? But it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because carbon number two becomes puzzle when carbon number one is shechted. How on earth could he say that it's safe? Heich marat halo puzzle. How can you have a read to it? How can it work on puzzle? And when I finally bumped into Rabbi Akiva, I asked him that question. How is that possible? Amali b'ni, yeah, to Omer Cain. Didn't I say? Sorry, v'hifrish chataso v'avda. I set aside a chat, and I lost it. Then v'hifrish acheres tachteha. Then I set aside another one. V'achakach nims as a rishona. Then I fired the first one. V'arishtein omedet. Moalin b'shtehen. I can be over me'ila on both of them. Why can't I be over me'ila on both of them? Because right now, they're both alive. They both have teshivas. Shachton. I shacked one of them. One of them, sorry. What does shachton mean? I said, I shacked both of them, Bari Daman Munach Bakoso, and now the blood's in the cup, Molin Bishtehen. I can still be over the Elon both of them. Nizrak Dam Shal Echad Mehen, now I sprinkle the blood of one of them. Iyata Moda, Shekashem Shadama Poter is Pisara, Minami Elah, just like Zrika will save the meat. Now there's no longer Me'ila on the meat. Why is there no longer Me'ila on the meat? Because I did the Zrika. Ah, Yiftar, Basar, Chaverta min hami'ila. So won't I save the other one? In other words, I shach them at the same time. Im hitzel basa chaverta min hami'ila. If carbon one can save carbon two, af al pishu puzzle, even though it's puzzle, din hu? Why is it puzzle? It's puzzle because you can only have one carbon chatzos per person. Dinu, isn't it for sure? Shiatzel as pesara? That I can save only? Therefore, if meat of a carbon is taken down the block and Zrik is done, that meat down the block will not be subject to Me'ila. Very simple. It's good logic. Amar Rish Lakish Rishon Raboshia, Tshuva Genuva Hishiva Rabbi Akiva La'ota Talmud. Rabbi Akiva gave like a fake answer. What kind of answer is that? He gave a stolen answer, right? What do you mean a stolen answer? If you think about that answer, it's not a good answer. Says Rish Lakish, right? Why is it not a good answer? Because yeah, Rabbi Akiva is right. His answer is a good answer if you check them at the same time. Rabbi Akiva didn't say that. He must have meant that. He didn't say that. He gave like a half an answer. Why? That only works if you check them at the same time. Why? The kibbutz and the puzzle who? Since it's puzzle, the minute the first one checked it. No, because once it checked it, because the Zrika is just the next stage. Once you check carbon one, what's carbon two doing here? What's it doing here? The only reason you have it here is when you lost one. So you do it at the same time, that you can do that. But once you check one, it's over. Carbon number two is over. Now, what would happen if some soul happens? I don't know. But right now, I checked the carbon number two doesn't belong here. It's puzzle. So Rabbi Akiva is correct if you check them both at the same time. Check one after the other. What's going on? What's this doing here? So Rabbi Akiva, give a sly answer. It's not true. The Kim and the Puzzle who? So Rabbi Akiva says even more. Kim and the Puzzle who? Since it's Puzzle, Mali Babazachas, Mali Babazachaseh. What's the difference? What's the difference when you checked it? Look at Rashi. Mali Babazachas, Mali Babazachaseh. Hoel, the Sphere Rabbi Akiva. The Dhamma, Poter, Boser, Chaverta, Afagaf, the Puzzle, Bishamosa Chatas. If Rabbi Akiva holds, I'm ignoring the fact that it's a Moser Chatas, and animal one can save animal two, Kihechit de Chashavta Lu Kaguf Echad, obviously, because holding the two animals, they're like one animal. Why are they one animal? Because the only reason why there are two here is because one got lost. So it's really like two animals. So what's the difference if it's Bazakas Bizarra Chazet? Tehei, Dama, Pateret Shal Chaverta. Why not? Elavadai, obviously, Tshuva Genuvahi. It's a fake answer. Delo Shna. There's no difference. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. The Ata, I Ata Omer Cain. Can you really say that? What about this? Ilu Hifrish Dei Ashamas Lach Rayas. A guy has to bring an Asham. He brings two Ashams. Why does he bring two ashams? Because we've said many times, he's very, very anal retentive. He's afraid that something happens to one. He wants to achray. It's a backup. It's an insurance. B'shachar eshneihem, and for some reason he checked both of them. Right? V'kodam v'hala emuran shel echad mehen. Kodam zrika. He's so anal retentive. He makes the kohen put the emuran up on the mizbeach before the zrika, which is out of order. Right? Then what happened? Then, I have to get to add this in, then they would zorik the dam from the asham that they did not put up on the mizbeach. They put the emurin of carbon 1 and they sprinkle the dam of carbon 2. Okay? Iyatamode she'im olu yardu. Wouldn't you agree that meat up there must come down? Wouldn't you agree it must come down? V'salkadai techad gufahu. But if it's really one guf, amayim olu yardu. I'd have to come down. Amar Ula, Ula already said, Emure kachin kalav shahol if neizrika's dam, if the emur will put up too early, lo yardu. It doesn't come down. Why not? Nasu lachmo shal mizbeach. It's called, the mizbeach is still able to take it. It's called the bread of the mizbeach. Right? Now, but it does come down. Why does it come down? Obviously, it's not guf echad. It's not guf echad. Okay? Ishtik. Ishtik. Shlaga should have an answer. Amar, he said. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right? Kitzitzinun l'raglai diyinuka. Right? I cut off the legs of the young one. In other words, I bested Rish Lakish. I bested Rish Lakish. Now, for those that are learning Masechtas Zvachim, and I'm thinking of the following kasha, Rashi asks it already. Look at there are like one, two, three, there are three middle lines in Rashi here, mid-level lines. See them? But the second mid-level line. V'kashala, if you're going to ask, wait a minute, ma'ishna gabi chatos v'vas achas, how is this different than a chatos at one time? The chizorak dama shal achas mehen, potres v'asa kaverta. When you shech one chatos, it does save, but the chatos is different than a chatos. So, we just said that if it's checked at the same time, it's okay. But in Hashem, it's not okay. What's the difference? Hello, kasha. That's not a kasha. For me'ila purposes, one animal will save number two. That's no question. But to get your satisfaction of the carbon, so, in other words, when it comes to purposes of Me'ila, we'll treat both as one. So therefore, Chatos number one will save Chatos number two. When it comes to Ashan, you want to get a check mark that you want to cover Ashan. How can one, the dam of one and the meat of the other go hand in hand? That doesn't make any sense. That's the answer to that question. So how do we leave off? We leave off as follows. Rabbi Akiva's answer was correct. Right? Rabbi Akiva's answer was correct. But Bas Achas, it works. Why does it work? Rashi just explained. Why does it work for Bas Achas? It works because the only thing it's doing is saving you from the Ela. That works. The case of the Asham, that's because you want to get a check mark for bringing your Asham. You can't bring two Asham for one Asham. I'll bring half from there, a little bit from there, a little bit from there. That doesn't work. But to save you from Ela, it'll work. Okay. Good? Good? Okay, next Mishnah. Maisa Domim, Bikadche Kachim, Lahakal Ulahachmer. By Kadche Kachim, certain things that are done are Kulas, and certain things are Chumras. Ubikadche Kalim, Kulo Lahachmer. When it comes to Kadche Kalim, it's all Machmer. What does that mean? We'll explain. Ketad, what does that mean? Kachi kachim, right? Kachi kachim, with ne zrikas damim, before the zrika. Is there me'ila by kachi kachim? Anybody remember? By kachi kachim, before the zrika, is there me'ila? The answer is yes. Why is there me'ila? Because it's still kachi kachim, belongs to Hashem. Right? Before zrika, it belongs to Hashem. Right? Molin. Maulin be'emu rehen u'be'basar. You can be over me'ila on anything, right? Lachas rikas damim after the Zrika, Malin Be'emurehen, you can still be over Me'ilin and Emurin. Why? Because those Emurin are going up, that still belong to Hashem. It still belongs to Hashem. Be'ein Malin Be'batar. You can't be over on the Batar because the Batar now belongs to you. And both on the Batar and on the Emurin, Chayav Mishum Pickle Nose of Atame. You can still be over Pickle Nose and Atame. Right? Nimta, it comes out. It's Mekel and Machmer. It's Mekel that there's no Mo'ilah on Basar after the Zrika, and it's Machmer that from the Zrika and on, Yichayah is Bigel Nozer and Hanan. So far, so good. Kachikalim, Kachikalim, Kul Lahachmer. It's all Machmer. That's not really true. But the Mishnah calls it that because it's the contrast there with Kachikachim. Keita, what does it mean? It's all Machmer. Kachikalim, Lefnei Zrika's Damim, Ain Maulin. Before Zrika's Hadam by Kachikal, there is no Me'ilah. Lo be'emurin, v'lo be'basar. Not with anything. Why? Because it belongs to you. Lacha Zrika's Damim, after the Zrika, Maulin be'emurin, you can do Me'ilah on be'emurin. Why? Because now it belongs to Hashem. Ain Maulin be'basar. You're never going to be over Me'ilah on the basar. It still belongs to you. Nothing changed. V'alzeh, v'alzeh. And on the basar, on the emurin, after the Zrika, Nimte comes out. It's all machmir. Okay? Well, how is it all machmir? Because when it comes to me'ila for the emurin and pigle noser and tame, I don't know what that means. What does it mean? It's more machmir. Kul machmir. What does that mean? It means Mekel. Right? Mekel. Why? Because before the Zrika, there's no Me'ila on anything, and there's also no Pickle. I'm not exactly sure why it's more Machmer. Okay? I don't know. I don't know what that means. Yeah? Ah, because it applies to the meat also. I'm like, okay, fine. Then that was machmir, that one prop. What? Not the me'ila, right? Okay, fine. Very good. Now, ready? Here we go. It's not hard. Katani, it says ein mole b'basar me'ila. It says you're not. This is talking about the case of that by kachim kachim. What? No, it's one difference. The what? That's the only thing that changed. Right. Now, the Mishnah said Katani. The Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah said that Kachay Kachim, after Zrika, ain't Molin Babasar. That's a little bit harsh statement. What it should have said was, Mutter Babasar. What do you mean, ain't Molin Babasar? It's Mutter Ain. Why do you say ain't Molin Babasar? Should it? What? Ah, that's the Gemara's answer. What the Gemara's question is, Me'ilahu Deleka. There's no me'ila, but ha'isura ikka. But it's still usur. Am I? Ha'mimona de kohenu. Belongs to the kohen. So in other words, lokasha, since mishum de nasav reisha molin, since the mishnah, the reisha said you are over me'ila, safe, nasav seifa in molin, the seifa says you're not over me'ila, but it means more than that. It means you're allowed to eat it. Okay. Aim a seifa, but in the seifa that answer won't make any sense. Why? Because shekalim kul machmir. The kachekalim, we said, is all machmir. Ketzad, what does that mean? Basar kachay kalim with nezrikas damim ain molin behen. There's no meila uba emurehen. The ain chayav and alav mishal pickle nosav etame. Lachas rikas damim molin be emurehen. The ain molin be basar. Same words. The ain molin. The ain molin. Meila hu deleka hayisura ikka. That implies meila no. Meila is no meila. But you're not allowed to eat it. Am I? Hamamona de bailamu. It belongs to the owner. And we can't say that the answer we just gave, that really you're allowed to eat it. Because in the Seifa, it said ain mol in the ratio of the Seifa. So you can't give an answer, no, it says ain mol, but it means you can eat it. Not true.
So what's the answer? So Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, this Mishnah is talking about a very strange case. It's talking about Layotzin. The Mishnah is talking about where the basar was taken out after the Zrika, and it became pasul. So you're not allowed to eat it because it's pasul. All the basar. Even though the Zrika Saddam was done correctly, the basar is still not allowed to be eaten. Why? It has nothing to do with Mila. Has zero to do with Mila. Happens to be, what? It's Yotze, a separate thing. That's why the Mishnah, ain't no Mila. However, you're not allowed to eat it anyway. That's why the Mishnah didn't say it's mutter to eat. Because this is talking about a strange case where the mite was taken out. And the Rabbi Akiva, and it's Rabbi Akiva. What Rabbi Akiva? Rashi says, it's Rabbi Akiva that says that Zrika moeles liyote, that the Zrika will save it from Meila. Now, ki kama Rabbi Akiva, Zrika moeles liyote. When did Rabbi Akiva say that? L'sreifa, right? That what? That you don't have to burn the meat right away like other kachim that come puzzle. Rather, you can wait for it to rot, and then it becomes, anyway, it'll become those. However, avalachila, but when it comes to eating, putulomarata, you're not allowed to eat it. That much you're not allowed to do. That much Rabbi Akiva never said. What? It doesn't change. It doesn't undo the yotze. It just undoes the meila. That's all it undoes. So therefore, you're not allowed to eat it. And that's why the Mishnah says, ain't molin, there's no meila. Because the Zrika saved it. But you're still not allowed to eat it. That's why the Mishnah said like that. All right? Hadron Allah, kachay kachim. Hadron Allah, kachay kachim. Hadron Allah, kachay kachim. Everyone have a very good day and a good rest.